A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Red Men TV. This is your player rating show after Liverpool beat Leicester City 3-0 at the King Power Stadium in what was a very impressive away performance from the Reds. And I haven't said that a lot this season. I'm here with Mick Moran, Steve O'Hare and Andy Bell to give the Reds some numbers on just how they got on tonight. So, without further ado, let's get straight into it. Alison Becker, Mick, I'll come to you first, mate. Good performance from Ali tonight.
Yeah, I think considering the way we played, I think he still had, we had a big role to play, like a couple of early doors, like a good save early doors, and then there was the mad one second half where he shows for a pass at the edge of the box, which is mad, but I wouldn't change him for anyone. I think he's the best in the world by a long way, and in a load of factors. I think out of 10, I think probably give him an 8.5. So I think he didn't have that much to do, but he's always switched on. I think that's the thing. Like, he's always there. He always closes stuff down. Like, I think reading the play, balls over the top, he's always there. I think that's something that he's perfect for our game. And I think that's why he's so good.
He's perfect for our game with a high line, but he's also perfect to play against Leicester, because if they were going to hurt us tonight, it was going to be over the top, like Maddison trying to find Vardy and Patson Daka, and he did try that a lot, and Harvey Barnes for that matter, but Alisson was just snuffing out before we even... He would have had a much busier night in terms of saves were we not so proactive in dealing with it in the first place. So yeah, I think that's fair enough. Aldo Canate gets booked late on, sort of his, you know, obligatory booking later on in the game, like, but I thought he was actually really good, commanding. Him and Virgil seem to be working really well together, and we haven't had that a lot this season, I think it's fair to say. Does really well in some one-on-one battles too, and yeah, deals with him pretty well, so a good night for Canate. Again, another clean sheet, of course, and Alisson's 101st for the Reds. I'll give Canate probably an 8, I think. I'll probably give him an 8, to be honest with you. I think it was a sound night for him. Steve, I'll come to you next, mate. I'll give you Virgil.
Okay. I feel like he did everything we asked him to. I feel like a lot of the traffic was coming more down Canate's side. I think they were looking for the space in behind Trent, and Canate's mobile enough to get over to it, so it wasn't that much of an issue. I feel like if they were ever challenging Verge, it was ever when, like, Maddison was cutting across the box, trying to look for a shot, and Verge was always there with the block or the interception or anything like that we needed them to. And I think you can't ask any more of him than that. I think if he's getting a busy night, I think if he had have been given a busy night, he'd have done everything we needed to. So I think you can't look past a 7.5 out of 10, because he wasn't kept massively busy, because, as I say, traffic was on the other side for him tonight. But I feel like if he had been given everything else to do, he'd have done it.
No, I think that's fair enough, mate. Yeah, it was a quieter night for him, wasn't it? It seemed like. But any time he was called upon, he dealt with it pretty comfortably, which is what we want to see from Verge. Andy, I'll come to you next, mate. Andy Robertson, interesting night for Robbo. Not one of the main characters, I wouldn't have said, in this performance, but did his job, didn't he?
Can't believe I've not been given Trent. He plays fine, Robertson. Defensively solid, nothing comes down his side. And, you know, we mentioned obviously some of the chances that we created tonight, but we apart from that one-on-one at the start, we didn't really give anything away. They had a bit of pace on the break, but, you know, that's holding that line, especially because there are three of them. Holding that line is more important. And especially with Trent's position, Robertson can't really get forward as much with that. But he's still, for me, one of defensively the best right backs, or sorry, best left backs in the Premier League, and always was. So yeah, I give him a 7 out of 10. I love it when he sort of drags a player in, and then he still has that little burst of pace to get past him at times. I think he just stumbles at the key moment at one point when he gets his foray forward. But yeah, he's absolutely fine. 7 out of 10 for me.
And he had his standard shot off target as well, early doors, and which we knew he was never going to score from, let's be honest. But I think you're right, he just can't get forward enough because of Trent's role now. And he probably feels, half gutted about that, to be honest with you, because he loved getting forward. Him and Trent always had those assist battles in there, and he can't do it quite as much now. He's still linking up with Diaz, but Diaz himself is sort of struggling to get back up and running, isn't he? I think that was evident. I'm going to give Mick McMahon the pleasure of talking about Trent Alexander-Arnold for this one. You got the goals in the first show, mate, so Trent Alexander-Arnold, go on.
How long have you got? I think I'll start with the rating. I think 9. I think is being not even being over generous. I think that's completely fine for a player who, even if you take out the goal, which in itself is absolutely fucking world class. Yeah. I think even like just picking up the positions, the energy that he's got, he's like a new man. He really is. Like, I think that the energy that he shows, even in defensive situations where Barnes was maybe looking like he might get past them a few times, he was showing the energy, showing the strength that he's shown in the past now and again, but I think he's showing it even more because he's got that energy now that he's in midfield. He knows, I still need to get over there, I still need to cover it, but I'm still going to pick up those nice positions and show him for the ball. And we know how good he is on the ball, and especially in those positions where he can basically pick where he wants to go. He's just a lethal weapon, he really is, because he can pick those passes, he can knock it long, those little curve balls into the left hand side of the box where like Nunes usually picks up and Diaz goes in there. And yeah, there was a couple of times tonight where he probably could have got a few more assists, to be fair, considering how we were playing. But I think 9 is a solid performance, and to cap it off in the way that he did was absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it was, mate. It was a joy to watch yet again, wasn't he? And there was one, he could have had an assist, but it was like an outside the right boot, little dink over the top, and Cody Gakpo tries to bring it down. And the only thing, if Cody Gakpo hits that, that is a magical goal and a world-class assist. And we're used to seeing it now from Trent. Absolutely out of this world. I'll go for Jordan Henderson, Steve. I'll save you the pleasure. Sound performance, really. But it's an interesting one with Henderson. And that right side of midfielder role, actually, in this new system, I'm not sure how much you're ever going to get from that role anymore. It's a really fascinating sort of development as we go on, much like the Andy Robertson one, because left back's changed so much because it's now a third centre back. And with Trent playing behind that, I just don't know how much he can do. Like, he's busy, he's influencing things, he's keeping it simple, he's keeping us ticking over. But in terms of actually creating stuff and being sort of the main influence in the performance, I just don't know if it exists anymore from that role. I might be wrong, and it might just be the way Henderson's playing it. But listen, fine. A usual sort of captain's performance from Hendo, getting around everyone, making things sort of keep moving, keeping us playing fast and stuff. But in terms of number, probably a 7, like Virgil, just a pretty standard night, I think, for Henderson, nothing exceptional. So I'll give you the pleasure instead of speaking of Fabinho, who I thought was superb tonight, so I'll let you go for it.
Yeah, I think he's the luckiest man on Merseyside at the minute, being able to have, I think he's benefited from Trent's position change more than anyone. I feel like having the legs in there to do half of the covering for him, half of the recycling of the possession. You saw it a number of times where Fabinho was known for just kind of sitting just a little bit outside the box for when those loose balls come out, just to get it back in there and get the attacks restarted. Trent's doing half of that work for him now. He's doing half the covering. And as much as we're benefiting from the attacking output of Trent now being in more dangerous positions, Fabinho's benefiting of having an extra pair of eyes looking for interceptions, an extra pair of legs doing the running on that side. So he's got less legs to cover, because he has, I think we'd be kind of not really doing our best if we were going to say that he hasn't declined at all, because he has declined. But accommodating for that is what Trent's there for. So I feel like he did really well. So I think we still give him a 7.5 out of 10. I think he did well. But I feel like he's doing, part of why he's doing so well is because of this new system. So I'm a bit reluctant to give him too much praise, because I feel like part of it is due to the new system he's in.
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, you'd be stupid to say he hadn't declined given what we've seen earlier on the season. Like, he was absolutely miles off it. Like, he kind of typified how far Liverpool had fallen in many ways, Fabinho, because he was nowhere near. But it's fascinating how important he remains, and whether it be because of Trent or not, how important he remains to Liverpool actually winning games of football. Because we were sort of referencing sort of the parallels between the COVID year and this season earlier on, and it was getting him back into his defensive midfield role in that season that made us go again. And we're getting him back to some sort of resemblance of form now, and we're playing good footy again. And I think you're right. I think Trent is 100% helping him, like doing his legwork and stuff like that. But he is playing better within himself because simple stuff he just wasn't doing earlier. He was missing tackles. He was late to everything. He was misplacing passes. Now he's getting that stuff right as well. And I think we should credit him for that. Didn't give you Trent, but I'm going to give you Curtis Jones. Like the next best thing, is it not? Go on.
Yeah, I'll take Curtis. Just on the point you're all making there, I think with all the midfielders, you can say that they've benefited from Trent in there. You know, like missing tackles and you know being a little bit slow and late into things. You know, they've all looked like that this season at times. Henderson, Curtis Jones when he's played, Fabinho. And, you know, that is a structural thing. That is a system thing. Okay, part of it is getting a bit older, a little bit less in the tank, a little bit slower to things, but a lot of it is how things are set up around you. And I think Curtis Jones has massively benefited from that. I always thought him and Robertson had a really good relationship on the left-hand side. And obviously, I was a little bit concerned now that Robertson's had to drop back in a little bit, that, you know, who's sort of helping Curtis Jones out there. He can be a little bit isolated. But, you know, especially with Diaz back, you know, they're two. They're not similar players in terms of, like, their output or their position, but they're similar in terms of the fact that they can just sort of both buzz around and they can both sort of link up quite well. And it wouldn't surprise me to see, especially if going into next season, Curtis Jones does have a place in this team. It would, you know, if him and Luis Diaz can, you know, strike up a little bit of a partnership, that wouldn't surprise me at all, because I think we're seeing that in possession already. Obviously, Diaz doesn't have his best game tonight. But yeah, the two goals, played well all night. You know, he's just got that little bit of extra confidence, that bit of swagger he had about him when he first came into the team. And he was like the sort of, not cocky young local lad, but certainly had a lot about him. And, you know, you're sort of getting that back now after a drop in confidence. So, yeah, I think you have to give him 9 out of 10 as well for his performance tonight.
Yeah, 100%. We'll have to decide the man of the match if we've got 2 9s knocking around. I'll let you do Mohamed Salah then, Mick, in that case, because gets 3 assists, obviously misses that huge chance where to make it 4-0. I know Andy was desperate to add to our goal difference tonight, so I'm not to let him do Salah. He might have got a 2 or something like that. He's not having his third assist and we missed that chance. But no, listen, Salah doing Salah things, is it not? Because I think he breaks another record tonight. He becomes our like leading assist maker under or something mad, you know what I mean? So just constantly sort of setting new marks despite not being at his best, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. I think we speak about it every week, like Salah breaking records for goal scoring, so it's nice to see him like getting 3 assists. Yeah. But yeah, he's forever a menace. Like he's always showing for the ball. Like it's, I think with the new position as well, the new system, I should say. Maybe he's playing a slightly different, but even still, like his output, like the goals he scored this season, just out of this world. That he's scored 30 in 3 consecutive seasons. It's absolutely ridiculous. So, and you could see how good he was after he missed that chance. Even till he went off, he was still absolutely livid that he missed that chance. Because when he's through on goal, he's usually lethal. But yeah, 3 assists. I think the first one, like we spoke about earlier, I think that one in itself, like I know Jones takes it well, but I think it's still a great ball. It's literally pinpoint onto Jones's left foot. It's like, it basically tell him how to finish it. I think this exactly, yeah, yeah. And the second one's decent as well. And then the third one's, yeah, I mean, Trent makes it. Trent makes it the goal. Like, but yeah, I just think it's one of them. Like, I always appreciate how good he is, but I think it's one of those that we'll never fully appreciate Salah until he's left. Unfortunately, the goals that he scored, the assists that he put up, like he's breaking records, all types of records every week it seems, and it's one of them that you come to expect it now, but it's not normal to do that. I think we kind of it's normalised a little bit because it happens every week. But I just think he's just an absolute genius, and another 3 assists tonight, and a nice little a boss win to get his back up there.
Number?
Oh yeah, number. Nearly never gave him a number. It's a mad one. That's a hard one, isn't it?
Curtis and Trent.
Yeah, 3. It's hard to give someone who had 3 assists under 8, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think 8. I think 8's probably dead sliding him, but I'll give him an 8.
No, I think that's fair enough, and we do take him for granted on your point about Mohamed Salah, and he's definitely on them plays. He's been at them things, and he's like, only Mo Salah has them records, and only Mo Salah has done this. Only Mo Salah, it's constantly, and he's just at it again tonight, isn't he? I'll let you do Cody Gakpo. Andy spoke about Gakpo a little bit earlier. What a performance again! This man can do no wrong in my eyes. I think he's exceptional. I really do. I just love watching him play. He's very quickly becoming my favourite Liverpool player. Talk to me about him tonight.
He's like a Bobby Firmino regen, isn't he? It's really, really nice to see. But he seems like he's just got a bit more physicality to him as well. Like he's got all of the linking together properties that we love Bobby for being able to stitch the attack together, dropping into the midfield, giving them more to think about. He's such, as we talked about all night, such an intelligent player. It's really, really nice to see. And I think watching him tonight is, it's clear why he's trusted so much by Klopp to do so many different roles in the team. Whatever we ask him to do, he seems to be able to do no wrong with it. So I think tonight you can't help but give him another 7.5 out of 10. That's probably a little bit unfair to him. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, yeah. I feel like some of the runs that he's been making forward, he picks the ball up and he's not picking the ball up and just passing it round, like kind of lateral passes. He'll either look for a progressive pass or he'll just pick it up and take it himself. The physicality of like an old Oxlade-Chamberlain where he just run through it, the physicality to shrug players off the ball and just keep going. Really, really, really nice to see. Dead refreshing, because we've been looking for that so long, where we've had people who can pass a ball around, like a Thiago who can pick out a perfect pass, and a Trent who can do the same, little cute little dinks here, there and everywhere. But someone to just pick the ball up and go, you know what, I'm going to do it myself. It's not on. I haven't got a pass there. I'll just do it myself, and he's done it. And it's really nice to see that from a forward player as well.
No, it is, mate. I agree with you. And I think you're right on the physicality point. Like, I absolutely adore Bobby Firmino. We all heard the song sang for 15 straight minutes tonight, interrupted by the Trent Alexander-Arnold free kick, which I think is probably just about fair enough. But generally speaking, I just love Bobby playing. But I think Gakpo might have a little bit more. Like, he's probably not quite as intelligent. He probably hasn't got the link up down just yet as Firmino, but that'll come. But what he does have is he's a bit quicker, he's a bit stronger, he's probably a better finisher, etc., etc. Finally, Andy, I'll let you do Luis Diaz. You mentioned he'd have his best game tonight. For me, he looked like a player who was trying too hard at times. Like, he made about 15 fouls, never got booked somehow. But what do you make of him tonight?
Yeah, it was mad that he didn't get booked, especially for that one where he sort of goes in quite high, studs up as well. Like, you know, and you forget the fact that that was like an accumulation of about 15 fouls. He must have set some sort of record for like a winger, the number of fouls he committed, certainly without a booking tonight. It wasn't Diaz's 10 out of 10 performance by any stretch of the imagination. I think that's fine. You know, it's great that we've had him back for the last sort of 5 or 6 games, so hopefully he can have a pre-season and hit the ground running next season rather than having this sort of bit of patchy form at the start of next season. Just nothing he really did came off. There were times where, you know, there was a little round the corner pass that was on and the defender read it and it wasn't really his fault, but it was just like nothing was going to happen for him tonight, really. I think possibly going into the next game, do you do something different there? Do you put Jota in against Aston Villa? I think that's something I'd probably consider doing, and that's not a massive slight on Diaz. You know, I think he's actually really impressed me since he's come back, in some of his performances, especially in Spurs. You know, some of his retention of the ball, and when he came on, I think in a game or two before that as well. You know, so I've actually been impressed. I've been quite relieved by the fact that he's played so well since coming back, because we're all worried about that injury and whether that takes a little bit of pace away from him or whether that takes, you know, a little bit of his magic away. I don't think that's going to be the case, but I do think we'll get one or two performances like that until the end of the season and maybe in pre-season as well. So I don't think there's any need to be unnecessarily harsh on a night like this. So 3, no, I'm joking, 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think anything we get from Diaz since his injury, since coming back between then and the end of the season, is a bit of a bonus. Tonight, yeah, not at his best, not quite happening for him. I genuinely think, like I say, he was just trying desperately to make something happen, like a man desperate for a goal or an assist or to impact the game in a big way. But like you say, listen, what will be, the main thing is he's back playing footy, he's getting minutes under his belt. He is actually getting rid of that rustiness and that lack of match sharpness before it matters, before next season, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's fine. Anyway, there were some subs, but they didn't do a lot, so we're going to move on from that. That will be all for the episode of Player Ratings. Make sure you check out all Chris, his post-match reaction, and all Chloe's from the ground over on Red Men Plus. Thanks again to the lads, and I will see you again soon. Take it easy.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.